Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the 40-Day Challenge. I'm so excited to share words of wisdom, some Torah thoughts between now and Yom Kippur to get us all psyched, prepared, and inspired for the upcoming high holiday season for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We are going to begin tomorrow with the first of 40 days. Today is just the introduction, but it's a very, very important introduction. I began this 40-Day Challenge a couple of years ago with this book that I wrote called The 40-Day Challenge, which if you don't have, you can get on Amazon or you can pick it up at MGE. I'm going to endeavor each and every day to give a keep it to five minutes of Torah for you to be able to inspire your day and prepare you for the upcoming high holiday season. Those of you who have done this before, do not fret. Every day I have prepared new Torah. I'm actually doing this with my kids. My kids are grown adults, but they are helping me come up with new Torah that relates to the theme of the day. So today's theme is just really the introduction. It's the whole idea of preparation. What is the idea of preparation? So in the introduction, I spoke about the vital significance that anything meaningful in life requires preparation. We prepare for weddings, we prepare for interviews, we even prepare for vacations. And yet somehow when it comes to the Yomim Noraim, when it comes to the high holiday season, the most spiritually significant days of the year, we somehow expect to just sort of show up and hope the inspiration will strike. But we know that greatness and holiness doesn't happen that way. If you want to be great at anything in life, you need to prepare. And I spoke in the book about the famous Tom Brady, who had won 6 Super Bowls. And when he was preparing for the 2021 game, Brady sent scouting tips and films to his players all hours of the night. He followed this crazy diet and workout routine. One of his teammates told reporters that Brady convinced him to meet for workouts at 5:30, and he once showed up at 6:30, and he said, "Hey, good afternoon," like he was being sarcastic. And even though the Super Bowl was held in Brady's home stadium in Tampa, and he was able to stay home, his training was so intense that he moved out of his home for the 2 weeks before the game so he could prepare without any interruption. And we know that without preparation, right? I quoted Thomas Edison in the first chapter, genius is 1% inspiration, 99% perspiration. And unfortunately, we just sort of wander into our high holidays each year and just expect that there'll be this great holy experience. But we know, and I quoted this in the chapter, there can be no holiness without preparation. That was a very famous line, a quote from Rabbi Soloveitchik, one of the great Jewish thinkers of the 20th century. Ein kedusha b'li hachana, he said. There can't be any holiness, any sanctity without hachana, without the kind of preparation. We know this from the Or HaChaim, one of the great biblical commentaries. He asked the question, if God took the Jews out of Egypt in order to give them the Torah, then why didn't he just give us the Torah right away? Why did Hashem wait 7 weeks before gathering B'nai Yisrael at Har Sinai and only then reveal to them the Torah? And the Or HaChaim famously answered, because the Jews needed time to prepare. They were stuck in the dust of Egyptian slavery. They needed a period of maturation to transition from being slaves to getting the Torah. That preparation was incredibly important. By the way, while they were preparing, this is not in the chapter, they were also, of course, counting, right? And we count to this day 7 weeks from Pesach to Shavuot. Each day is counting up because every day we're getting stronger. And this yearning and anticipation towards the giving of the Torah, that's what we're doing during this 40 days is also. We're not just sort of like counting down how many more days until Rosh Hashanah. No, every day, that's why there's different chapters in the book, different entries on this chat. Every single day will be another new piece of Torah to get us yearning and anticipating for something greater. I want to mention one last thing my daughter shared with me, something fascinating about the construction of the Mishkan. This is not in the chapter, but when God tells the Jewish people, Vasuli Mikdash, build for me a sanctuary, and then afterwards he says, Vishachanti Betocham, then I will dwell in it. So think about it, it seems backwards. It would make more sense for God to first reveal his presence to the Jewish people in the wilderness, and then only afterwards ask the Jewish people to build him a home. No, he tells B'nai Israel, first build me this, then I will dwell. And God is telling us this lesson. Preparation always precedes revelation. First, you have to do something. You got to fill the space with holiness. We have to prepare and create some space. And that's what we're all doing. I give each and every one of you a yosher koach, a rabbinic pat on the back. My yarmulke is off to everyone who is joining us. Take the first step. You're doing that now by joining this chat, reading the chapter, spending 5-6 minutes every day. Oh, it's 5 minutes. I'm going to get off in a minute, to really create some space to let more of Hashem in your life. My bracha to all of us is that we do this in each and every day. When we hit Yom Kippur, it's going to be a very different experience. Have a wonderful day, and we'll continue tomorrow.